Obviously, Atiba, first of all, a couple of new faces in Brian Barber and Patrick Horseman. What impressed you about those two new recruits?
Well, Brian is one of those point guards, pass first, really sets a team up, but can also shoot the ball and did a pretty good job scoring the ball in college, and I think that'll translate well into our league. I think his game fits well with what we want to do for Sheffield. And then he's a good defensive guard, so that was just, you know, plus all around. And Patrick, he's one of those hard-working, dirty-work kids that can, you know, he can really score and shoot the ball. He's an excellent three-point shooter at 15 feet. So we've been missing that sometimes, stretching defense and knocking shots down in the zone. So I just wanted to really focus on having some guys that can really pass and knock down shots for us. Mm. They haven't taken up American spots yet.
Well, that's it, because I think Brian's got an Italian passport, hasn't he? And obviously, Patrick is German, so that gives you more options. Is that right?
Yeah, right now I feel we have a great core of guys before even adding an import American player. So really, I'm just trying to take my time now and find high quality American guys.
Right. What position are you looking at? Obviously, you've got a forward and a point guard. So is it a more central player you're looking for?
Yeah. Something to really just anchor that paint and probably another guard.
Right. So what about players that you had last season? Because obviously you've re-signed Nick and Mike as well. I mean, the likes of BJ Holmes and Olu, what's your thoughts on those?
I've spoken to BJ throughout the summer. He's really just been trying to wait to try to get into a summer league team for NBA or find something in Europe again, but we've been in contact. So, you know, I think I support anything he wants to do. We spoke to him before he left, and you know, he's fully aware of the situation. So, it's really just him trying to do what's best for him and his family.
Because I mean, he was a great success, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really came and gave us a big spark. He helped some guys play better that was around them. So, you know, we really appreciate what BJ did for us, and hopefully, we can work something out. But if not, open well, and you know, I'm always the Sharks. He's part of the Sharks family.
Is there a time scale on sort of his move?
No, not really. Like I said, I haven't signed any Americans yet, so we're still in talks, and if something can happen, it can happen. But like I said, I know what he wants to do, and we're on the same page there, so you know, it's no hard feelings.
Right. What about Andrew Bridge? Because I know he was kind of sort of mulling over retirement. Have you had any sort of definitive answer from Andrew yet?
Andrew, like you said, yeah, retirement. He's at that part of his career now where he's thinking about post-basketball and what he's going to do. He's met with Sarah and they've talked at length. So Rich was really just giving him time to decide what he wants to do for the future.
Right, and just talk us through your kind of summer, basically. Is it a lot of kind of road trips, catching games and camps and that kind of thing? How have you spent the past few weeks?
Well, this year I went to Atlanta. I had my knee cleaned out and some surgery that I had to really stay off my knee. Couldn't walk around as much and travel as much as I wanted to. So I basically was in Atlanta and I was going to a lot of individual workouts and watching guys down there. So I was able to do some recruiting out of that city, but now I'm feeling a little better. I've been able to come to Vegas, and I'll be in New York again. So it's really about just trying to identify players I like to see playing, try to find them somewhere and work them out or watch them play somewhere. And it's a process. It's not always the funnest things, driving all over the place, but it's worth it. You know, I drove a few hours to see Patrick when I was down seeing my mother in Florida, and it was a good trip, great kid, and we're looking forward to have him. So, you know, it has its rewards, and that's one of them.
Yeah, and I kind of saw the quotes from Patrick saying basically you kind of sold it to him, or was it kind of pestered him in the car? How is it from your point of view?
Well, when I met him, I knew he was the kind of person that the Sharks would like, and he'd be a good fit. He's very personable, good guy, high character player, first and foremost. So I was, I had no issue with that, just meeting him, talking to him. And, you know, we felt very comfortable with each other quickly. And, when I saw him play, it spoke for itself. He's he is what you see on film. He does what you need him to do and what you ask him to do as a player. And that's all you can ask for.
Obviously, you mentioned about you've got one more American spot. How many players in total do you need to fill the roster this season?
Well, you know, I think we have a great, without saying anybody else, I think we have a very competitive team already. So, You know, I like the guys we brought back. I like the two new players we brought in with passports. So I think we have a very strong team without adding anybody else. Mm. So it's really just making sure I don't want to, you know, oversign and sign players so I'm, you know, guys aren't getting the right minutes or guys aren't playing as much as they should be. So right now it's a case of we're not necessarily going to sign all three imports start of the season. We may sign two, may sign one and see what it looks like from there.
So are you going for quite a strong starting five? Because you've got the option of the university team as well, haven't you? So you're looking to have a kind of a good, you know, starting five, and then the option of kind of bringing through some youth.
I'm looking for a mix of some experience and some youth, but more importantly, I'm looking for a team that's just a little more basketball savvy. And right now, we have a lot of guys that have a really specific role and they do it really well. So I'm just trying to build a team that fits that mold, that guys have roles and know where they fit in rather than having just five or six guys that are talented, interchangeable. I'm looking for more guys specific to certain roles. So, you know, the university, the Nick's still going to be there. I expect him to play more and Jack and Colin as well to step up their roles. But, you know, with that, they are impact players off the bench, and if they can't work themselves in the starting spot, that's fine. But right now, who we have is very specific on what they can do and how they fit with the Sharks.
I know you mentioned Nick. He's having a good campaign with the Great Britain side at the minute. Have you been following his progress?
Yeah, I speak to Nick quite a bit. He keeps me on top of things. I tell him, you know, I'm watching him, so don't slip up. I know a lot of the coaches that he plays against in Europe, so I'm able to get scout report before I talk to him. So he knows I'm watching his progress, and I'm proud of what he's doing. He's doing a good job in representing the Sharks and representing England.
I mean, that can only help his progress, kind of the fact he's playing against some of the, you know, the best players, obviously, of that level in Europe.
Yeah, I think the whole prospect is great for him. You know, he did have some experience on the national team in Canada, so he has played in those type of teams before, but in Europe specifically, I think this is great for him and his progress. And, you know, when we spoke early in the season, this is one goal he wanted to reach, and I'm glad he was able to achieve it. And that's purely just hard work. He's a great kid, hardworking kid, and he didn't play that much in the beginning of the season. He never dropped his head. He just kept working hard, and now it's paying off.
Mm. Obviously, yeah, I don't know if you're aware, the fixtures came out today, and I think it's Cheshire at home on the 27th of September. It seems a few weeks away yet. Are you kind of, have you got the buzz for the new season yet?
Yeah, I'm already there. You know, like I said, I'm really happy with the direction we're taking and shaping up. You know, when you have this many guys that are, you know, good players in universities in America, and you haven't had any American signs yet to top it up, you know, you got to be optimistic of the season. So yeah, hopefully we can all gel and hit the same page, hit the ground running early. But again, it's still that case of new team, and hopefully we can, you know, start the season like we'd like to.
Mm. And does it help as well having a bit more security this season off the court in terms of, you know, what your budget is, and, you know, you're almost kind of self-sufficient this year, aren't you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were able to come together and make a very strong plan for the next season. You know, when we're not overextending ourselves, but at the same time, we are trying to be very competitive and win something this year and stay in the top four. So, you know, we're on the same page there in the office, and hopefully the fans are proud of what we put together.
So is that the aim this for this term, to you know, be a top four club?
Yeah, I think we always have that aspiration. We always want to win something, so it's no different this year. We have the pieces to be very competitive. I don't know who else anyone else has signed, but I think that just focusing on ourselves, we're doing well, and, you know, we got a lot to play for this year, hopefully, as it shapes up.